Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I get out the break room on CMF. Email from a gentleman, his wife. They're going to a Halloween party.
Fun.
His wife is insisting they go as Donald Trump and Melania Trump, his wife.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that woman's gorgeous.
Unfortunately, according to the email, my wife weighs 240 pounds.
Oh, by the way, 240.
That's a big girl.
That is enormous, that is, man.
That's a really big girl.
I wonder what dress size she is.
He says...
Like a 30?
In the email... That he loves his wife, he's attracted to big women. If this is something that she would wear in the bedroom for me, it would be great. I'm just worried someone's going to say something behind her back that she could hear. She's very sensitive about the way people think about her. There's no good that comes of this. I don't know what to do. I need your help.
Right. And she's going to show up jiggling all over the joint. People are going to be laughing.
Instead of ideas, you have just made fun of fat women for the last 20 minutes. So that hasn't helped.
Okay.
But I want you to think about something before we go to these calls, women who I'm sure are about to scream at your face. You're supposed to have shame in yourself. A lot of guys don't.
Mm-hmm.
Women do about themselves.
Yeah,
women are very self-conscious.
Right, about the bodies.
When a man in a relationship has more shame for his wife than she does, the relationship is doomed.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Have you been in this situation, guys, 222-6000, when you have to tell your wife, pull it back, you can't
wear
that.
You're going to end up in fat court.
Whether it's fat, whether it's too skanky.
No, you go to fat court.
222-6000, let's talk to Carlene. Hey, Carlene, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. What's going on?
So here's my thoughts on this. You guys talk to my fiancé, Jacques, all the time.
Oh, we love Jacques, but, yes.
Yeah. So if his wife is large and he supposedly has no problem with it, perhaps she has a high confidence level. If that man is okay if she wore it out of the bedroom, she puts that costume on and they're at that party and he's all over her, she's not going to care what anybody else says as long as her man finds her hot. And it might actually prompt her to lose weight because there's these lovely things called Spanx, and all women have them. And
even like a girdle?
Put on a,
no,
yeah,
it's like
they come all the way up over your belly.
Yeah. That's what a girdle does.
Yeah.
But a girdle ain't going to erase 250 goddamn pounds, man. It's not a magic wand.
Well, no, but it also depends on if he actually put in her proportions. I have seen some very thick, attractive girls. They're thick and they're heavy, but depending on what their weight is, they look decent.
There are sexy chexies, Tommy. You see them.
You do, but they're so rare. It's like seeing Bigfoot on a unicycle going down Main Street.
Personally, I like a woman with curves.
Who cares what you like?
She might be into broads. You into broads?
Oh, are you a muncher?
I am.
So you're a muncher.
Man, Jacques is the luckiest son of a bitch on the planet.
Bro, you don't know what this broad looks like.
Carly, what do you look like?
I'm 5'7". I have black hair about mid-back. I have brown copper
eyes. Is that coming
eyes.
Out of your
I
vagina?
I weigh 125 pounds. Think of... Phoebe Cates.
That's going way back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right,
she was banging hot in the day.
God damn it, Jacques. You son of a bitch. All right, Carly, I got to take some more calls,
well,
but I appreciate
French,
it. Thank
man.
You.
They always get the munchers. Right?
You've never dated a woman that you've had to tell pull it back.
No.
Whether it's weight
Why
or the way she
dresses. Dated her?
Well, but no, I mean, listen.
Yeah,
it
but
doesn't...
But yeah, there's still times, I'm sure, where somebody's worn something that you didn't find attractive or something along those lines. You didn't like a haircut?
Yeah, the first two wedding rings I handed out.
You are very weird. Like, you're into fashion because you're totally a normal masculine guy. I know.
Just
because
I'm buttoned up and nailing it.
I know that you judge your ex-wives, girlfriends, current wife on what they wear.
Sure. I think guys do, though.
And I don't. I mean, I just assume that what my wife is wearing, she knows better than I do, which goes back to my original point. When you have more shame than your wife, your relationship is doomed.
Okay.
More shame for her than she does. And I don't think that shows up at the beginning of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think over time, she becomes a mom. Maybe she doesn't care as much.
She puts on mom weight.
Maybe she thinks she has the same body that she did the years before. I mean, guys are all guilty of this, but
True. We're
idiots. It's fine.
Yeah, but women can't let themselves go. Guys can, women cannot. It's just the world we live in, man. What?
Just something about you determining community standards.
I don't think anybody should let themselves go. I don't think it. Guys letting themselves go hurts relationships too.
Nah.
If your boyfriend came to you, Kimmy, if you after you put something on and said you shouldn't wear that, what happens from that point on?
I mean, I would definitely not wear it because at that point in my, it's ruined my day.
Okay, but right, past so that.
To your point, it ruined her day, which means his day is also ruined.
Yeah.
It ruins him. Like, that, you're pissed at him. He's looking out for you. He's trying to do the best thing for you.
I would try to, like, explain it and be like, well, I guess if you don't like it, then it sucks.
See what I'm saying? She's in shutdown mode.
All right, but then the relationship is doomed. There's nothing you can do about it. It's over. The second you have to be a safeguard for your old lady when it comes to what she wears out of the house, there's no coming back.
Right.
All right, 222-6000, talking about this Donald Trump, Melania Trump costume debacle. Dude writes us an email, loves his big wife, she's 240 pounds, doesn't want her feelings to get hurt when she wears a sexy costume like that and hears people whispering. He has no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Your advice is fake sick.
Yes.
Sarah's in the break room. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Nothing too much. I think that he should try and get maybe one of her friends to kind of like check out her outfit and see how that goes, so then he's not the bearer of bad news, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so just to be clear, Sarah, your genius idea is for this man to call one of her friends to essentially shame her out of wearing a sexy costume.
You're going to ask your friend's advice, and I would take my friend's advice much better than I'd take somebody else's.
But how do you pull this up? Because all of a sudden the friend comes over to the house and says, let me see that outfit, and then, oh, that sucks.
Oh, and by the way, Sarah, you also have to hope that this friend of hers never tells her your husband is trying to shame you out of wearing this.
That's a good point. But I don't know. Maybe if you're like, you're casually, she's hanging out with her friend, be like, hey, check out our Halloween costumes. They both put them on. And then it's like, because you don't know if her outfit is like scandalous as hell. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
I mean,
it could be like a very conservative.
No, she's trying to dress like Donald Trump's old lady, who is stunning and has sexy, beautiful outfits on. They're like, you know, probably $2,000-$3,000 dresses she's wearing, like custom made crap.
And Sarah, he wouldn't have taken the time to write us a Facebook message if this was not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, but Sarah, thank you for the terrible idea. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Have a good rest of the day. See, that's what scares me too.
Right.
Is women don't know themselves.
Okay.
We're pretty self aware as men, right? Like we can sit here and make fun of how dumb we can be, how ugly we are, hairy, fat, lizard like short, feminine shirt, sneakers. I don't know what the hell you're doing there. Everybody hates you, you're a misogynist, racist. We can all understand that about ourselves.
Yeah.
But there is, women don't get where the weaknesses
are. Yeah, but
when
it comes to their bodies, they do. A woman knows every single flaw on herself.
Okay.
So then why do you see these outfits on women sometimes where you go, gee, because you do it too. I watch you, not you dress like that. You see women and you go, gee.
Well, because they think it looks good. Everybody's style and perspective is different. But I think women, they know their bodies.
I don't know, man. You see them fat broads in those yoga pants.
Well, they're just confident.
No, but I see like the fat broad in the yoga pants. I know she don't do no yoga. And I could see the cheesy dimples in her thighs through the goddamn pants, for Christ's sakes.
Jesus. Well, it bothers you. It doesn't bother them.
No, but you never see a guy
gross.
You very rarely see like a fat guy in a tank top walking around
the mall. Muscle shirt.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that doesn't happen much. You see way more fat women in yoga pants than busted ass hairy dudes in tank tops.
Right.
In public.
I think they're rocking it.
Yeah. Like, we know we're gross. Like, women need to know.
Yeah, but guys don't wear tight things. Women's style is tight.
Who do you work with?
What are we talking
about?
It's
not tight. It's just
today it's
flashy.
Not tight. When he wears those t-shirts in the summertime and you can clearly see his boobs.
And you can clearly see them?
Yeah. Well, I can't help it. Your nipples are almost poking me in the eye from across the room. 222-6000. When do you have more shame for your wife than your wife has for herself?
You got a problem.
The relationship's done.
Yeah.
It's over. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, brother?
Fat court.
Good, how you doing?
Good, what's up, bud?
You ever notice how women, before they get married, let's say they weigh 175 pounds, they go, they work out every morning, they get down to 120, they look perfect, and then about a year after they're married, they weigh 210.
Yeah. They get it all off for the wedding.
For the party. Yeah, it's crazy.
Why do you think at the end of the wedding there's cake? That's the kickoff to the weight gain, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what he's like. They dropped the checkered flag. We're done. We're married.
Hold on.
Give me some cake.
It's a scam so they can have a good party, look nice for one day in their life.
Right.
And everybody else pays. Kimmy's going to do this. I guarantee it. And, you know, it's just going to happen.
Gentlemen, let's hold on here. Let's hold on. If we're going to be fair, every guy I know that's gotten married has gained like 30 pounds in 5 years.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No.
Everybody wants a blubbery
dad. Yeah, but you know what they didn't do? They didn't work out before they got married and looked great.
That's not true.
I know a guy that dropped 20 pounds before his
wedding. But that's a new thing now. that just didn't happen in my generation where the guy also loses weight for the wedding. Back in the day, guys just got married. This is it.
Yeah, and you got divorced twice.
But now you guys are just like the broads. You got to lose weight. You got to fix this. You're going to go that. You can do that. You're turning into like girls.
Who's been divorced twice tells us what we're doing wrong getting ready for weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've been there,
Tom,
man.
Is pretty much right on every subject that comes up on this show.
The fact that you say that terrifies me. The fact that people believe that makes me lose hope for
mankind.
But
this country starts celebrating fat asses all of a sudden. Like, we just gave up. Just be this big, gross, disgusting broad and put on a thong and head to the beach and just chase all the goddamn fish away.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
Right?
Steve, before I let you go. Steve, how much you weigh, buddy?
Me?
Yes.
You don't care.
I weigh 185 pounds. I'm 6'2". Right. I have a washboard stomach. I have blue eyes, some brown curly hair.
Tommy, hold on. Will you cover yourself up, Tommy?
My nipples are getting hard.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Go Steelers.
Have a good rest of the day, dear.
What's the matter?
He's a big fatty. I just realized who that was. All right.
Well, of course. He's like...
But come on. Like, let's be real here. Mm-hmm. First of all, you just pissed you got skinny at the wrong time.
What are you talking about?
Well, because everybody hated fat guys back when you were fat guy, right? And then you got skinny, and now everybody's celebrating fat people. Ooh, I lost all this weight.
Everybody gave up, man. Everybody's given up. I mean, how many stores are there now for just fat asses?
Name two.
Walmart and what's the one for the broad? Lane Giant.
We'll take one more call before we move on.
Oh, and the big and fat guy store. Casual Whale.
222-6000. This all comes off of a Facebook message from a guy. His wife wants to go as Donald and Melania Trump. He says in the email, I love my wife. I love big girls. She's 240 pounds. This costume that she would wear, I would love to see in the bedroom. I don't want her to get her feelings hurt wearing this in public. I have no idea what to
do. Too much Trump in the trunk.
Mike, please do better than that. How you doing, buddy? You're in the break room.
Not bad. Hey, man. This guy has nothing to worry about because when they go into the costume store to pick out this outfit, they're never going to find it in her size.
No, they got these stores, bro. Hold on.
Trump and fat ass.
No, they got them now. I'm telling you, they got the fat broad store where the fat broads can now buy the sexy fat ass outfits.
I find that hard to believe.
Bro, they got these things.
She's going to sew it herself. Go to the tent store and get some material and sew it up herself. There's nobody selling a 240-pound Melania.
She's going to the. She's going to go to Omar the Tent Maker.
I'm assuming she's just going to wear a sexy dress and, you know, do her makeup. You know what I mean? Right. Like, just look hot.
Yeah, I get the impression like they already have the costume from what I was reading here. So
there's really no costume, like Kimmy says. You know, it's a suit and a dress.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, take care. All right, let me call our bosses. And ask them to block out an hour for all of the letters and emails we're going to get from overweight women that just heard you talk
like
this.
They're trying to write with the chubby hands, with the little sausage fingers.
5'6" man calls other people unattractive.
I'm 5'5".
You're supposed to go up.
I'm travel size, man.
Yeah. Travel right out the door of any woman that you think would find you sexually attractive.
I'm very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very confident of what I've said in this microphone.
And that's the problem with what you do.
Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.